This is KAWC. Republican State Senator Kate Brophy McGee said she's leading an effort by some state lawmakers to learn more about the unaccompanied minors being housed in facilities in Phoenix and Tucson. She spoke with KAWC's Victor Calderon about what she's learned.
Senator Brophy McGee, a North Phoenix Republican, met last week with officials from Southwest Key, a nonprofit organization running more than 25 immigrant youth care facilities in Arizona and neighboring states. The company contracts with the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement under the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Brophy McGee said the agency is licensed by the Arizona Department of Health Services.
Arizona puts children first, and we are doing everything we can to learn about the status of these children, and to, at least this is my goal, to learn about the status of these children and understand the intersect between the federal government role and the state role, and the overriding goal is to make sure these kids are okay.
Democratic elected officials, including Congressman Raul Grijalva and State Representative Charlene Fernandez, have toured facilities. Brophy McGee said she plans to visit a facility in the near future and that the well-being of the children must be considered.
I'm very concerned about the humane treatment of these children from the moment they encounter U.S. Enforcement officials until they are reunified with their families.
Brophy McGee said she's working with House Speaker J.D. Mesnard and State Representative Jeff Wenninger. She says officials from the Department of Child Services have also met on the issue. For KAWC News, this is Victor Calderon.